Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that a new attack in Gaza will be an intensive military operation aimed at defeating Hamas. In a social media video statement shortly released before we came on air, he said population will be moved for its own protection. He added that Israeli soldiers won't go into Gaza, launch raids and then retreat. The intention is the opposite of that, he said. It was also reported today that Israel's security cabinet had approved a plan to capture all of the Gaza Strip and remain there for an unspecified amount of time. Well, for reaction, I'm joined now from Tel Aviv by the distinguished Israeli writer and columnist with the Israeli Haaretz newspaper, Gideon Levy. Gideon, thank you very much for joining us once again on Drive Time. What's your reaction to these unfolding statements?
So first of all, thank you, Barry, for having me. Those are obviously devastating news. If we hadn't enough with 19 months of fighting, of starvation, of mass killing, now we are getting a promise for another 19 months without any clear goals and above all without any achievable goals. And that's so important. What was not achieved in 19 months will not be achieved in another round of mass killing, destruction, and even conquering Gaza. But this government has a different agenda with different moral and legal criteria, and Israelis, most of them, believe that after the 7th of October, we have the right to do whatever we want. And here we go.
Is this far beyond anything envisaged up until now? It seems that it's about more than just releasing hostages at this stage.
No, it's about killing hostages. It's not about releasing hostages. No hostage will be released in this operation, but many hostages will be killed. That's very clear. And even the chief of staff of the army hinted that between the choice of saving the hostages, which is possible only in a deal, or conquering Gaza and maybe exterminating Hamas, Israel made a very clear choice. It has nothing to do with the hostages, on the contrary.
The ceasefire, which collapsed in mid-March, this statement now this afternoon from Benjamin Netanyahu, is this the final death knell of that ceasefire, do you think?
No, it died a long time ago. It died before it was born, because it was very clear that this government does not want to end the war and for sure not to evacuate Gaza. And if this is the case, no ceasefire could last. So it was dead, it was born dead.
What of Donald Trump's visit next week? Might that provide any flicker of hope, do you think?
Unfortunately, no. The only thing is that Netanyahu said that this attack or this reconquering Gaza will take place only after the end of Trump's visit, which gives him some time to chill out, which I'm not sure he will. Donald Trump chose not to visit Israel, which by itself is very, very interesting. He goes to Qatar, to the Emirates, to Saudi, but not to Israel, which is remarkable. On the other hand, it seems that he gives Israel a green light to do whatever it wants. And if this is the case, nobody will stop this government.
What is the public support in Israel for Netanyahu's plan?
The public support in Israel differs. There is a big protest against Netanyahu, but this protest does not include, obviously, his base, which is very solid. There is a big protest in favor of releasing the hostages, which is almost wall to wall. But there is hardly a protest against the crimes in Gaza, against continuing the war. Most of the Israelis would like to see the hostages get released before anything else. But after releasing them, they wouldn't mind to go back and to kill in Gaza more people. There is no real resistance to the war. There is resistance to the way it had been conducted, and mainly that it didn't bring home the hostages. But can I tell you that the Israelis care about Gaza? Not at all.
The Israeli cabinet has also approved in principle a plan to deliver and distribute humanitarian aid into Gaza. But the UN and other aid agencies, they've said the proposal would be a breach of basic humanitarian principles and they will not cooperate. To what extent is famine now looming in Gaza?
Listen, Barry, I spoke today to an old friend of mine in Gaza. He's 64 years after a stroke. I'm not speaking about his starvation. I'm not speaking about the fact that he spent the last 19 months in a tent and now he went back to his burnt house. But this guy has diabetics and he needs insulin. And he told me today that those are the two last drops of insulin that he has at home. This man is going to die because there is no way to get medication in Gaza now. It's not a joke, and it's a question of days until people will start to die. Actually, I'm sure that people died already because of this siege over Gaza. And that's another crime of war. How else can you define it? Using starvation of people as a weapon or as a mean to put pressure, political pressure? I mean, and the world, unfortunately, is collaborating with this. I don't hear a great protest, maybe in your country, but not in many other countries.
OK, well, Gideon Levy in Tel Aviv, thank you so much for joining us on Drive Time once again this evening. Back in a moment.